WFXX. Once again,
the Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State College.
Well, maybe our theme for this morning is, what a difference a day makes. Whoa. If you haven't been outside yet somehow, yeah, what a difference a day makes. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Friends, welcome. The weekend beckons. It's our Friday edition of Let's Talk. Scott Gazy with you again. Our buddy, the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, he's still on vacation, but he'll be back on Monday. And I know some of you are cheering, all right? Shame on you. That's terrible. No, he'll be back on Monday. I'm sure he'll have lots of interesting stories to share from a week at the beach is where he went. And we'll have some interesting stories to share. As far as I know, we actually didn't even have a power outage here at the studio yesterday. I mean, that's almost a miracle. It's been an interesting week, hasn't it, friends? Yes. We got an open line program. All right. Wide open. Yep, we'll have our sports segment next segment. I've got a boatload of things. Maybe you have something and so on. Let's mention the phone number. 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Folks, seriously, okay? Most folks, of course, have a cell phone, smartphone, and so on. Just put that number, you know, like save it, you know, plug it in your phone, and then save it. And then anytime you want to call the program, you just, okay, boop, and you push one button and you call us. Just a thought from your friend, Scott. It makes things so much easier. You don't have to remember the number. It goes boop. You got it right there on your phone. 814-954-7266. Just put that thing right in your phone, and then when you're ready to sound off about something or offer something or toss something into the hopper here, you're in. All right? Simple as that. Just trying to help out. Yes, it is cool this morning. This is amazing. I actually grabbed a jacket on my way out the door this morning. I'm like, ooh, it's chilly today. I mean, think about it. Roughly 72 hours ago, at least at one place where I was, it was 97 degrees on Tuesday. It was really hot. Today, now, again, depending on what weather service or weather forecaster you pay attention to and so on, I've got a couple here. One claims today's high is going to be 73. I've got another one that claims today's high is going to be 70. That's the high. Now, a while back, like a day or two ago, that was the low. Remember, it was 70 was the low. Now, today, it's a high. Now, this is, if you haven't been somehow paying attention, this is a one-day thing. All right, it's going to be today. Tomorrow, we go back to normal. I would say tomorrow, we go back to normal. 97 around here, of course, is not normal. 87 in the summertime? Okay, that's much closer to normal. And so, again, depending on what weather forecaster you listen to, tomorrow we're going to kind of revert to form. Watch out, maybe a little rain. This morning it's kind of a foggy mist if you're driving around and so on. So if you're free plug alert, if you're going to see my friends in Center Hall for their annual townwide yard sale, which is today and tomorrow, today you might want a jacket. You might want to just take a jacket after it was 97 degrees 3 days ago. Go figure. That's weird. Tomorrow, thunderstorms. Watch it tomorrow. And then I guess we get back into more of a so-called normal pattern. All right. Okay. It is summer, by the way. And folks, if you grab a calendar, the last day of June is Monday. How did that happen? That wasn't supposed to happen. So, whoo. All right. July is right on the cusp. So, yeah, free plug again, Center Hall Townwide Yard Sale. I'm from Penns Valley, so when I come to the studio in State College, I come through Center Hall. They're already set up. We're setting up. There were folks out there with their yard sales already running, I would say, at 7:15 or 7 o'clock this morning. They were out and about with all their stuff. And so all through Center Hall, this has been an annual event for years, which is really cool. They've got food stands and the whole nine yards, all that sort of thing. You know, if you go today or tomorrow, definitely cooler today, much more normal warmth tomorrow. The only thing I would say, if you go to this event, of course, is be careful where you park. Please be careful where you park. Now, some of these folks are, I don't know, would you call them entrepreneurs? They decided to get things started early. Some folks actually set up their garage sale, yard sale, whatever, yesterday. And they were running them yesterday. I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is a Friday, Saturday thing. No, they were up and running yesterday. Now, there's no rule. If you want to have a yard sale on a Tuesday, go ahead. All right, you're allowed to do that, I think, depending on your municipality, I guess. And so some folks got an early start on things yesterday. And at one point, I'm passing through Center Hall. Somebody, how do I describe this? A very poor parking job. Their car, again, was... it was sticking out into the lane of traffic, and this person, whoever it was, just essentially pulled over and parked where they should not have parked because there was no parking space there. But that didn't matter to this person. They just kind of pulled over, parked their car. Didn't matter if their car was halfway, half of the lane was blocked by this person's car. And I'm approaching it, and of course some other people are kind of going both ways on this particular street. Yeah, I started swearing at some point. I'm like, no, 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 no. Okay, don't do that. First off, it's unsafe. Number two, it's against the law. I'm sure you can't just park your car any old place and have it stick out in the lane. So I just like, come on, folks, use some common sense. All right, that might be a theme for today. Common sense. Don't just park any old place. Be careful where you park. I mean, extremely dangerous. This car, just a small SUV, just sticking out into traffic. No. So please be careful. And I tell you what, if you're a Center Hall person, you're listening this morning and you've got a setup in your yard or whatever, and you see somebody doing that, would you please kind of take a moment and go up to them and say, excuse me, could you move your car? That's not a parking space. That's very dangerous where you just parked your vehicle. Maybe park over there or park over there. All right, and so on. So if you go to Center Hall today, have a great time. Deals galore. Watch where you park. All right, come on. Watch where you park. And by the way, I know there are a number of towns in the neighborhood where you have something similar, right? You have a town-wide yard sale, and it might be a day, might be 2 days, and so on. Folks, if you want to call us up and say, hey, we're doing this in such and such town, feel free. That's why we have a phone number, 814-954-7266. I'm going to guess no other town is doing it this weekend, because Center Hall has been doing this the last weekend of June, goodness, as long as I can remember, a long time. But I know there are some in July. I believe there are some in August. And so if you want to, you know, do a quick little pitch for your town's yard sale, townwide yard sale, call in. All right. We'll give you the floor for a couple minutes. You can make your pitch. All right. There we go. All right. Let's see. What else do we have today? Folks, are you actually paying attention to this? The wedding of super rich guy Jeff Bezos and his honey, Lauren Sanchez, in Venice, started yesterday, continues today. Yeah, I mean, when you're super rich, apparently you have at least a 2-day wedding, not just a 1-day wedding. That's for poor people. Yeah, okay. Nobody really knows how much this wedding costs. I've seen a number topping out at, oh my gosh, $34 million. For this wedding. It's a wedding. $34 million. And, of course, you know, all the hoity-toity hot celebrities and rich people, they're flying into Venice, Italy, or they're boating, I guess, into Venice, Italy for the big event. And the folks in Venice are not particularly happy about it because, I don't know, there's a, how would you call it, an anti-tourist push in some parts of Europe right now. I've seen stories from Spain where the locals are not happy with the crush of tourists. I don't know, Barcelona maybe. What did I see? The one story, people were taking water bottles, you know, like spray water bottles, you know, spray water bottles. They're actually trying to spray tourists to essentially say, would you go away? All right, there's too many of you. Would you go away? I know there have been complaints in Venice recently that there's this crush of tourists, and the locals are like, we can't do anything here. All right, this is nuts. So here comes Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez with their apparently $34 million wedding. All right. And again, if you watch, what it be, Entertainment Tonight or Entertainment News and so on, or the gossip, you know, Gossip Queens and all that sort of thing, they're talking about this gig. I don't know. My only thought is, hey, have a good time. All right. $34 million. Whoosh. All right. Maybe you're at work or you're going to work. It's interesting. Work has changed, hasn't it? All right. I've got a story here from the Morning Brew newsletter, one of my favorites. They have a report from Microsoft. All right. A lot of us use Microsoft stuff, Windows, Microsoft Word and Excel and PowerPoint and all, you know, all their different programs. They have them all bundled into something called Microsoft 365. All right, I've got a subscription to that because I've got a PC computer and, you know, use all that stuff. Okay, fine. Microsoft apparently did a report recently. And what they did was they took, you know, they kind of keep tabs on all their different software programs and so on, and maybe how people are using them, just not in specific, but in general and so on. And so they did a big report recently where they kind of crunched all these numbers from all their Microsoft programs, all these different, you know, elements, Microsoft Teams, which is their online meeting portal and so on, all that stuff. And they've come up with a term. Is this a good term? The term they've come up with is the infinite workday. The infinite workday. Now, once upon a time, and maybe it still is for some people, work was essentially 9 to 5. Or maybe 8 to 4, 7 to 3, okay? In other words, like a shift. And you had a regular time, you started work at, I don't know, like 8, and you stopped work at 4. And then you, you know, went home or went to the local watering hole for happy hour, or you went out to eat, or you went to a ball game, or some such thing. 8 to 4, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Remember that? Isn't that quaint? Now, I bet somehow some of you are clinging to that idea. Most of the rest of us aren't, apparently. According to Microsoft, they did this big report. And it's been 5 years since COVID, or 4 years, 2021 also. 4 or 5 years since COVID. And, of course, COVID changed everything, right? We all got thrown home. We had to start working remotely, you know, a lot of us and so on, and all the remote stuff that came up. And there was the big craze, hey, I can work from home, which a lot of people really liked. All right. Hey, I can work. I can crawl out of bed and I can work, and then I can, you know, don't even necessarily have to get dressed, you know, wear my PJs and all that sort of stuff. Come on. Are some of you still doing that? I bet somebody listening to my voice like, okay, that's me still, okay. There's been a big push recently by big companies, return to the office, come on back in. But, sir, you know, COVID really changed a lot of things. And this idea of the 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 7 to 3, whatever it is, has really gotten blurred a lot. How much? Well, Microsoft, again, did this report recently. They crunched the numbers. And I'm reading here from this rundown of the report. It says here that 40% of people are online at 6 a.m. checking their work email. Now, they're not at the office. They're at home. All right, wherever they are. So it's 6 a.m., 40% of people. So that's pushing almost half of all, when it says people, it doesn't say Americans, it just says people, okay. 40% of all people check work email at 6 a.m. Now, come on, would you have done that a few years ago? Maybe not. All right. Microsoft Teams. Again, that's Microsoft's online meeting place or portal and so on. Apparently, a lot of folks are doing Microsoft Teams meeting by 8 a.m. from, I guess, wherever they are. Whoa. Okay. Let's see. Meetings. Oh, we all love meetings, right? Yeah, meetings. It says here, according to Microsoft, half of meetings take place either between 9 and 11 in the morning or between 1 and 3 in the afternoon. It says here, right when people are at their most productive due to circadian rhythms. Okay. So, in other words, you're most productive between 9 and 11 and between 1 and 3. But half of all meetings take place during that time, which is that productive? Should we start? Is that really productive? What else? 57% of meetings have no calendar invite. It's just, hey, show up. 1 of 10 are booked last minute. Like, hey, we're having a meeting in 5 minutes. Oops. Online meeting in 5 minutes. All right, then what about evenings? Now, that's supposed to be no-go zone, right? You're not supposed to do any kind of work in the evenings and weekends. No, 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 that's no-go zone. Really? This is according to Microsoft. There are people who do meetings after 8 p.m. Apparently, that number is up 16% over last year. So the number is actually increasing. The average employee sends or receives more than 50 work emails outside of regular business hours. This is every day. All right. It says here on the weekends, 20% of employees check their work email before noon on weekends, like Saturday morning or Sunday morning. And then we have this statistic. Now, folks, is this true? All right, if you're working, does this sound like you? Now, again, this is Microsoft, so they're crunching the numbers from their own software programs of various kinds they saw, and so on. It says employees using Microsoft stuff are interrupted either by a meeting, by an email, or by some notification during so-called core business hours. So, again, 8 to 4, 9 to 5. Employees using Microsoft programs during that time are interrupted, I love that, interrupted by a meeting, by an email, by a notification every 2 minutes during an entire normal workday. My simple thought is, or question, does that sound like you? And I bet there's people, I can see you out there in radio land. You're nodding heads. I see nodding heads everywhere. All right, we have special radar. We keep track of you. All right, I can see nodding heads everywhere. Yes. And again, before COVID, was it like this? For some people, probably yes. But for most people, probably no. All right, and so we have great technology. It's wonderful. And, of course, I could somehow, some people still do, work from home when they used to work at an office. Okay. But it's like, okay, we got all these great tools. Boy, it sounds so free, you know, freedom. Is it really? I mean, folks, there's people out there having business meetings after 8 p.m. at night. All right. Now, again, this isn't just, hey, I'm going to tune in and watch somebody talk about something. All right, I've done that a bunch of times. It could be like some history author, and they're doing an online talk, and they want to get as many people to tune in, so they do it at like 8 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night and something like that. Okay, that's more of a – that's not a work thing. That's more of a pleasure thing. All right? And so there's, you know, something similar to that. Maybe a group of people are just getting together online to talk about, you know, some topic. All right, it's not work. It's just, hey, we're talking about, I don't know, football or something like that. We get together at 8 o'clock at night online, if it's Teams or Zoom or Google Meets or one of these other ones. Is that one called Blue Jeans? I think still active. There's an online video portal called Blue Jeans. I've never checked it out, but it's just got a great name, Blue Jeans. No, this is actual work for your job. That you're getting, you're checking work email at 6 a.m. You're involved in online meetings for your job at 8 p.m. And of course, you're busy as heck in between those two. And so Microsoft again has dubbed this the infinite workday. Now folks, we wonder why some folks are other folks, I guess, are struggling out there in various ways. Could it be because even though we've got our gadgets and gizmos and so on, and it's like so freedom, you know, I'm enlightened and, oh, I can do whatever I want. Can you? Come on, if you're essentially working from 6 a.m. to at least or after 8 p.m., and you got your gadget there, which is like tethered to your hand, checking messages, you're getting a new message every 2 minutes? Again, it's no wonder we have some folks out there kind of struggling right now, especially young people, because I'm going to assume they feel rather overwhelmed, but they think, well, that's the way life is now. I don't know. We're going to take a break. We have our sports segment. We'll have open line time later. Does this ring a bell for you? Maybe not that bell, okay? Does this ring a bell for you? And this is, I'm sorry, one man's opinion. This is not a good thing. It's just not. Now, sometimes I find myself falling into this trap. All right? Probably like a lot of people. Most of the time when I first wake up in the morning, what do? Boop, I grab my phone. And I don't necessarily check email. I like check sports scores. All right? My favorite sports team's out in the West Coast, and I didn't stay up for the game last night. Okay, what was the score? Oh, that was the score. If you're a Pirates fan, oh, that was the score. Lately, if you're a Phillies fan, oh, that was the score. All right? Okay. Work email? Yeah, I kind of do, because it's so easy, right in the palm of your hand. Oh, let's look at it. Is that necessarily a good thing? Do we really need to work harder just to turn off for nights? And maybe if you have a Monday through Friday job, yes, on the weekends, you've got to just turn off. Why is that so difficult to do? And that's a rhetorical question, because it is. I mean, it's slightly addictive. Our phones are addictive. We've talked about this before. But it's interesting that Microsoft's now done a whole report essentially confirming everything we've known. Yeah, not a good thing. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got a sports segment, interesting Penn State-related information to share. And then later on, we'll have open line time. Yes, we'll talk some politics because you people love that stuff. Come on. And some other interesting things, including something that happened last week that I've just been thinking about this for actually, over a week now. And I'm going to toss it to the audience, like, how do you feel about this? Or how would you react to this? And some other interesting news and notes, all right? Let's talk here for a Friday. We're going to a weekend. Hallelujah. We'll be back with more of the show after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
I don't know, maybe I've fallen into an interesting little thing here. Started doing this yesterday. This is called bumper music when we come back out of a commercial break. And today is going to be Eagles Day. How about that? We'll go with Eagles Day, all right? So enjoy the Eagles music, because obviously the Eagles got plenty of tunes, so I should be fine there. Let's talk here for Friday morning. Scott with you. Again, our buddy, the Ironhead Jeff Byers. He'll be back on Monday after his vacation. We'll see what kind of suntan the guy has, all right? We'll have open line time later on. Let's go for sports, as we always do during this particular segment. A lot of Penn State or Penn State-related stuff. First off, yesterday it was announced the Learfield Director's Cup, which is this competition of sorts that they have every year for athletic departments to see who has the number one athletic department. Okay, I guess. And they give point values for different teams and how far along you go and all that sort of thing. Okay, if you win this gig, you brag about it. Although if you notice, it's like the same teams are near the top almost every year. And a lot of this is predicated on the number of sports you have. So some schools, or a lot of schools, will never win this thing because they don't have as many NCAA Division I sports teams as these schools over here. All right. Now, Penn State, of course, has a good number. They ended up 16th in this thing, the Learfield Cup. Now, at one point, I think after the winter sports season, they were in the top five, as I recall. Spring didn't go as well. And again, this is all about point values and how far along you go. Penn State had a good year for sports. I think we're all in total agreement on that. They had a very good year. Women's volleyball, of course, won a national championship. Wrestling is wrestling, all right? They, of course, won a national championship again. Penn State football, if you will, got to the Final Four of football. All right, if we remember that. Men's hockey got to the Frozen Four by surprise, so that was really great. Men's lacrosse this spring got to the Final Four, the NCAA semifinals. So they had a really good year. And again, this is all about points. If you have a team that wins a national championship, you get a perfect score of 100 points. And then depending on how far along you go, you get a certain number of points. So back in the fall, Penn State teams had 335 points, led by women's volleyball, won the championship, they get 100 points. Football, Final Four, they get 75 points. Women's soccer got to the Elite Eight. They got 73 points. Women's cross country for Penn State had a good season last fall. They got 60 points. In the wintertime, good wintertime, 415 points in the wintertime. Penn State was looking really good at that particular point. Of course, wrestling, perfect, 100 points. Men's hockey, Final Four, they got 83 points. Men's gymnastics did very well this year. They finished fifth, so they got 73 points. Penn State fencing team at the national championship was seventh, and so they got 72 points. The one I'm going to argue with, women's hockey won their league for the third year in a row, went to the NCAA tournament. They only got 25 points. Okay, I don't understand this point system. And then in the spring, Penn State only got 143 points. Men's lacrosse, of course, did really well. Final Four, they got 83 points. Men's volleyball kind of rebounded from a slow start and ended up going to the national quarterfinals, so they got 60 points. Not so much from some other things. And again, it depends a lot on how many teams you have. A school like Stanford out in California, they've got seemingly not a million, but they have a lot of sports teams out there. Ohio State has more sports teams than Penn State does. And so when you look at it that way, all right, the number of sports you have really determines how well you do in this so-called competition. Penn State was fifth among Big Ten teams in this gig. USC just missed winning this thing. They were second. UCLA was fifth. Ohio State was eighth. Michigan was 13th. The winner, by the way, was Texas. Texas has a lot of sports teams down there. They just beat out USC. I mean, it's interesting. Texas ended up with 1,255.25 points. I don't know where that came from. USC was a point and a half behind. They just missed out on this gig. So the top five, Texas, then USC, Stanford again is there every year because they have a pile of sports. North Carolina had a good year. They were fourth. And then UCLA was fifth. So Penn State ends up 16th in this gig. I doubt anybody's losing any sleep over up on the hill at Penn State. Probably not. I don't think so. All right, now I've called this Draft Week. Been a lot of drafting this week. NBA draft, of course. We were, I guess, surprised that Penn State's Yannick Niederhauser was a first-round choice Wednesday night, which is really cool. He was expected to go last night in the second round, but he made it at the very end of the first round. We mentioned there was a women's hockey draft for professional ranks earlier this week. A couple of Penn State gals were picked in that. Well, that was pretty cool. Now, the first round of the NHL draft is tonight in Los Angeles. Will there be any Penn State players chosen? Now, again, this is the first round tonight, 32 picks tonight. Now, it depends on how you look at this, because this is a little different, okay? There are a ton of hockey players before they get to college. So they're like 18 years old, 17 years old. A lot of them are Canadian, and they play, I guess they play in club leagues, all right, like the WHL, the Western Hockey League. And there's a bunch of these kind of spread out. Again, it's mostly a Canadian thing. One name to watch tonight is Jackson Smith. Now, Jackson is only 18 years old. He just committed to Penn State 2 weeks ago. And everybody's excited because this kid apparently is really good. He's from Canada. He's a standout defenseman. Last year, he played for Tri-City in the WHL. And a lot of folks expect him to be taken in the first round. So technically, he's a Penn Stater, but he hasn't done anything here yet. It's interesting. A familiar team is expected, according to mock drafts, is expected to pick him maybe tonight with the 11th choice, and we'll talk about that in a second. He's still coming to Penn State. Even if Jackson gets selected tonight, he's still going to come to Penn State. He's going to play here, but he's going to be then a draft choice for whatever team picks him. A little confusion there, because you would think, okay, if you're drafted, boom, you go pro, so to speak. Not that way in this particular case. He's still coming here. He's still going to play for Guy Gadowski. He's an outstanding player, along with some other great players they've recruited for the next season. Going to be really, really good. Now, tonight, the Philadelphia Flyers have the number 6 overall choice. The Pittsburgh Penguins actually have back-to-back choices at 11 and 12. And this one mock draft I saw has Jackson Smith going number 11 to the Penguins. So they might like that. Okay, Penguins, there they are in Pittsburgh. Hey, their guy, their first-round draft choice, he's actually just up the road, if you will, playing for Penn State. They might be perfectly happy with that. So there we go. Yes, if you're a Penguins fan, this team needs a rebuild. All right, where's my friend the Ironhead? Maybe we'll ask him on Monday. This team needs a rebuild in the worst way. So we'll see what the Pens do with their back-to-back picks tonight. There's a total of 242 guys who are going to be drafted. And so over the course of the weekend, maybe watch for some other Penn State names that may get chosen, right? Follow your favorite sports gig. All right, let's go to basketball. Lady Lions head coach Carolyn Keeger has added her final assistant coach for the upcoming season. Bob Dunn is joining the program. He is a 19-year veteran. Most recently, last year, was the assistant coach or an assistant coach at Cleveland State. Cleveland State for women's basketball had a historic season for them. They finished 27-10. Still not sure how they didn't make the NCAA tournament, but they went to the WNIT Final Four. A great season for Cleveland State. And so Bob Dunn is now moving from Cleveland to State College. So welcome, Coach Dunn. How about women's ice hockey? One of the Penn State players, rising sophomore Nicole Hall, has been picked to be part of Team Sweden, because she's from Sweden, for the 2026 Olympic training camp. That'll be later in July. Nicole Hall was a terrific player for Penn State just as a freshman last year. She was in all 38 games, had 11 points on 7 goals and 4 assists. Team Sweden will be going to this event. This will be held in February, the Olympic event, in February in Milan, Italy. That's a cool place to go. So congratulations to her. All right, what about football? Now, folks, again, there are some folks, especially in social media, they follow this stuff religiously. Recruiting, we're talking about. And it's chaotic's not the right word. It's just, I don't know, energetic. It's like guys going in all sorts of different directions. And, you know, you change your mind and, oh, transfer portal and all this. I mean, if I'm a football coach, bench or administrator, I'm just like pulling my hair out. Granted, Coach James Franklin's bald. He has no hair. All right, so there we go. He's already done it. And maybe he did it yesterday. Word getting out that four-star quarterback recruit Peyton Falzone has changed his commitment again. He committed to Penn State. Now he's committed to Auburn. According to some online reports, he is not far away from Nazareth, PA, outstanding Pennsylvania quarterback that changed his mind. Again, he was originally committed to Virginia Tech. Then earlier this year, he switched to Penn State. That was back in April. And now it's 2 months later in June, and he's changed his mind again, and now he's allegedly going to Auburn. Okay. Now, he's a senior in high school this year. Could he change his mind again? Yeah, probably. And it seems like not all, but some of these guys, I mean, literally, it's like, okay, I'm going with you. And then later, okay, I've changed my mind. I'm going with you. And then later, oh, no, I'm going with you. Now, of course, a lot of this, come on, you know that it's tied to money. All right? A story yesterday, Big Ten has signed a deal with PayPal to better pay players, or to more efficiently pay players. Yay, they figured out how to pay them. this is crazy stuff, right? So, great, they've got a PayPal deal, Big Ten does. Big Ten and Big 12 signed a deal with PayPal to make sure their players get paid right. Part of that big, you know, government house settlement and so on, paying current players, paying past players, they're going to use PayPal. Do you have your PayPal account? Well, if you don't, you better get one now. Anyway, will this kid change his mind again? Maybe. Okay. Now, for what it's worth, I caught one quick blurb last night. Auburn, again, and now has this kid. All right, good for them. They lost, apparently, two top recruits earlier this week who bailed and decided to go some other place. Again, it's like, this is, folks, this is not the old days. Earlier this week, Pierce Peterson, a four-star tight end from Dodge Center, Minnesota, he committed to Penn State on Wednesday. This kid is also the quarterback for his high school team. It says here he is ranked by 24/7 Sports as the nation's number 21 athlete. Now, athlete would be he can play multiple positions. So right now he's a quarterback. He's projected to be a tight end for Penn State. Chose Penn State over his home state, Minnesota Golden Gophers. All right. If he sticks with it, I mean, there you go. There's so much changeover in some of this stuff. Ugh. God love the football staff, all right? They probably have a big board with a big eraser, like, yes, no, just, folks, this would have driven Joe Paterno bananas, all right? Just a thought, just a hunch. All right, some other sports. Let's go to baseball. State College Spikes wrapped up their series in Williamsport last night with a tough 6-5 loss. Spikes had a 4-3 lead until the bottom of the seventh. Crosscutters scored three then. State College tacked on a late run, but not enough as they dropped the game. State College now 6-9 on the season, and they will head east to Trenton, New Jersey for a weekend series against the Trenton Thunder, and that will begin tonight. No Pirates baseball here yesterday on 98.7 The Fox. They were traveling, coming back home. They begin a three-game weekend series tonight against the New York Mets, one of the top teams in baseball right now. You can hear tonight's game here on 98.7 The Fox. Airtime at 6:15. First pitch will be 6:40. I mean, right now, essentially, this is the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season, all right? The All-Star Game's not for a couple of weeks. That's not officially the midway point. So right now, the Pirates are 32-50. Again, where's my buddy the Ironhead? He'd be lamenting right now, all right? Pirates baseball against the Mets this evening. Again, airtime 6:15 here on 98.7 The Fox. The Phillies, okay, I've mentioned before, the Phillies are a very streaky team this year. They have a winning streak, then they have a losing streak, then they have a winning streak, then they're back to losing again. Well, right now, if you're a Phillies fan, you know they're back to losing again as they lost in Houston yesterday. Final score of 2-1. The Astros got an RBI single in the eighth inning after the Phillies tied the game in the top of the eighth inning. Phillies have lost three straight, all in Houston, and in three games, they scored a grand total of one run. This is supposed to be a big offensive team. They were shut out twice and scored one run in the other game. All of a sudden, they've had their version of a power outage. All right, so let's see what happens this weekend. They head over to Atlanta. They will take on the Atlanta Braves in a weekend series starting later tonight. And let's see, finally, all right, we mentioned this yesterday. In Paris yesterday, they had, I guess you would call it a special race. Three-time Olympic champion Faith Kipyegon was trying to become the first woman to break the four-minute mile. This has never happened before, amazingly. I've talked about this a couple of times. Over 1,700 men have broken the four-minute mile since it first happened back in the 50s. So far, still, not one woman has been able to do it. And Kipyegon is the best. She's a three-time Olympic champ. She is the 1,500-meter Olympic gold medalist. She's from Kenya. Now, I made one mistake when I mentioned this yesterday. I said her prior time for the mile was, I thought it was about 4 minutes 15 seconds. It was actually 4 minutes 7 seconds and change. So she had to slice, roughly, let's round off, she had to slice 8 seconds off her best time to break the 4-minute mile. She tried it yesterday, didn't make it. She finished. Now, she still had her best time. 4 minutes, 6.42 seconds, which is the fastest mile in history by a woman. Now, I read one thing that apparently, okay, fastest mile is nice. This will not be official because somehow, I don't know, somehow maybe this wasn't a sanctioned event. This was a Nike event, totally staged by Nike. Kipyegon apparently was head-to-toe in Nike gear yesterday. Of, you know, various things, clothing, shoes, you know, stuff, okay? And so Nike kind of set this up as a PR ploy, okay? So officially, her time, I guess, is not officially the fastest time. So her old time will still be the official fastest time, 4 minutes, 7.64 seconds. And so we're still waiting for a woman to break the 4-minute mile. And so all these debates that we see occasionally about male athletes, female athletes, and so on, folks, if somehow you've got the blinders on and you still think there's no difference, come on. Again, common sense. There's one of our themes for today, common sense. Kipyegon gave it her best go yesterday, and still she's over 6 seconds off. And I don't know, apparently nobody else is close or that close. They'll keep trying, and Kipyegon did an interview yesterday saying, at some point a woman will break the 4-minute mile. I believe that, all right? If you go back to the 1950s, men, you know, the 4-minute mile, unbreakable. Oh, it'll never happen. Until Roger Bannister finally did it in England, I think 1954 was the year. And then, again, since then, 1,700-plus guys have broken the record. So at some point, a woman will break the record, but we're still waiting on that. So let the debates continue, I guess. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We have open line time. Now, folks, I love talking to you. I love talking to you on the phone even more. So we will open up the phone lines and cover some, I think, interesting material. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Going with an Eagles theme, all right? Now, we had a guest earlier this week. By the way, Scott with you. Hi, let's talk here for a Friday morning. We had a guest earlier this week where I was playing some classical music during this little, what we call bumpers, coming out of a commercial break. And I mentioned classical music. He's like, oh, yeah, the Eagles. It's like, no, not classic rock. Classical, like Mozart or something, okay? Yeah, he said, oh, yeah, the Eagles, classical music. Well, classic rock, yeah, that's pretty darn classic. So I'm going for that with our guest from earlier this week. Sounds fine by me. All right, let's talk here for a Friday morning. Scott with you again, our buddy, the Ironhead, Jeff Byers. He will be back on Monday. No worries. I know some of you can't wait till he comes back. Yeah, we're going to ask about that wrestling stuff that we had early in the week because he's the guy. I'm not the guy. I'm clueless. All right, we'll get to that when he joins us. And I'm sure he'll regale us with some interesting vacation stories. He'll join us again on Monday morning. In the meantime, Open line time again. I've got plenty of stuff. I'd like to hear from you. 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Or just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy the talk. All right. Let's talk about technology here. I've got some interesting technology things here. What do you think about this? All right. So the Pew Research Center is, I trust them. They do great research on all kinds of topics, media topics, social topics, all kinds of topics. Pew Research Center. They came out with a survey recently, and if you're online, which, I mean, most of us are, right, and this has happened to all of us. It may happen every day to all of us. You go online and you're, I don't know, searching for something, or you see a link to a news story or something, and you're like, oh, I wonder what that is, all right? And you click the link, and it jumps to that website. And as soon as the story kind of pops up on the screen, here comes what's called a paywall, all right, where you don't actually see the story. You might see the headline, but if you want to read the story, it's like, yeah, subscribe to our thing, and then you can read the story. Or in some cases, it might be, hey, just send us your email address, and then you can read the story. Well, once they've got your email address, then guess what? They start sending you all kinds of stuff, right? That drives us all a little bananas, doesn't it? Arrgh! But the paywall is the one where, no, they want money, all right? So how often people hit the paywall, and then what do they do? What do you do when you hit that paywall? In other words, you don't subscribe to that publication or that website. What do you, but I'm interested in that story. What's going on? What do you do when you hit that paywall? Well, Pew did a survey. Now, does this sound like you? All right. According to the survey, all right, 53% of people try to find the information somewhere else. That's what I do. Okay. When I hit that paywall, first I groan. Then it's like, okay, the story is about blah, blah. Okay, let me see if I can find this some other place. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. All right? 53% try to find it somewhere else. 32%, so about one-third of people, just give up. Like, I don't want to do that. Let me move on. All right? It says here 11% try to get the article without paying. Well, good luck with that, because I've tried that. Hit the refresh button. Doink, doink, doink. And every time it comes up, paywall, paywall, paywall. You know, that usually doesn't work. I don't know. It says here 2% do something else. I'm not even sure what that means. Only 1% of folks who hit a paywall actually pay. All right? 1 out of 100. Is that a good? Is that good? That doesn't sound good to me, does it? Yeah, 1 out of 100. It says here the few who do pay for news tend to be older and highly educated, and I will add an extra line: probably have plenty of money so they can actually do it. For the rest of us, it's like, whoa, slow down, not doing that. So paywall, yeah, the paywall stuff drives us all a little crazy, right? Now, on the other side of the coin, you got these outlets, they're doing their stories. People got to be paid, right? All right, people got to be paid. They wrote the story, and the outlet's got its own bills to pay, so that's why they have a paywall up. All right, I mean, just think about, you know, some outlets around here. They've got a paywall because they got people, reporters, whatever, they got to pay them. Everything can't be for free, although, of course, that's what we all want, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So you go find it somewhere else. And invariably, you can probably find it somewhere else. Not every time, but most of the time. So there's that. Then there's this. All right, now I'm a bit of a media geek, and I'm signed up for way too many things. Just emails and, I can't begin to check all the emails I get every day for this and that and the other thing. All kinds of stuff, all right? And so I got this yesterday, and at first I thought, really? Whoa. And then I thought, okay, would I do this? Would I be interested in this? Now, we've talked about AI, artificial intelligence, a bunch of times. We've had guests on the show talking about it. We'll probably have more in the future at some point. I think yesterday, at some point, we were talking about so-called robo-taxis. All right? These are self-driving cars, which are being tested in different parts of the country. Tesla, you know, the big electric car maker, is doing a test right now in Austin, Texas, with their robo-taxis. And apparently there are, like, cameras, like, all over this vehicle. And so it goes out onto the street, and the cameras are always moving, and the computers are always doing what they're doing. They're doing all the things that you and I do with that space between our ears called our brain, where we just get out and drive. Well, now we've got these automatic vehicles doing it. Well, not so well right now. Yeah, okay. Of course, Elon Musk owns Tesla, and he made a comment on an interview, I guess, earlier this week, that he thinks by the end of next year, not this year, the end of next year, there will be, his quote, hundreds of thousands of these robo-taxis across the country. I think he's pushing it. I think that's unrealistic, but they're going to try. And so they're experimenting. There's another company called Waymo that's been at this for a little while now in some major cities. I think Austin is one of them. San Francisco. I thought Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is involved in this gig, I think. And some other major cities. And my thought yesterday was, is this the next big thing? Automatic driving cars. Well, the next big thing, of course, is already here, and it's artificial intelligence. And it's incredible. I mean, it really is. All right, if you use an AI app, and there's, oh my gosh, what's the count? Maybe 20,000 AI apps now. I mean, it's an outrageous number. And this thing has only exploded in the last 2.5 years. Poof. And I use them more and more on a regular basis for research because they're fantastic. They can scour the entire web really quickly for what the information I'm looking for. And then within seconds, it puts it on my screen in an intelligible, readable fashion, like I'm reading a report. Okay. For my fellow Star Trek fans out there, come on, where are you? My fellow Star Trek fans, going all the way back to the original series. All right, Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and all those guys. They would appear, you know, in a lot of episodes. At some point, they would go to the computer and they'd say, "Computer, tell me about this," or "Computer, what about that?" And the computer, no, this is the 1960s, all right? The computer, working, and then they would have an answer within a few seconds. Once again, Star Trek nails it. That's AI. Right there it is. That's AI. You tell the computer or the app now, here's what I'm looking for. Try to get as thorough and specific as you can be with your question, which is called a prompt. And you just ask the computer this, put all the parameters, and then say, essentially, go. It doesn't say, working. Doesn't do that. But after a while, after a few seconds, this whole thing comes out. I like ChatGPT, which is still the big one. All right, sort of the original, if you will. ChatGPT, you know, kind of writes out a report, very intelligent writing. And always at the bottom, they have a question, would you like me to do more? And they offer suggestions. And usually I'm like, yes, please tell me about this. Hit the button, now it comes again. I mean, it's incredible. It's amazing. If you're not using AI, you're missing out. This is changing web searching. It's already changed it. Changing web searching as we know it. All right? Old-fashioned web searching now seems so old-fashioned that AI, the different kind of apps for text and writing and pictures and other different things, it's incredible. Now, what do you think about this one? All right, I got this yesterday from a company. I won't mention the company. I got it in an email. I have the chance to get a lifetime subscription to something. Okay. I'm reading. I printed this out. I'm reading here. All right. Would you like to write a book? All right. I'm offering that. Would you like to write a book? Probably a lot of people would like to write a book, but they don't have the patience or the experience or the skills to do it. Well, how about this? All right, I'm reading here. Everyone has a killer book idea. Not sure if that's true, but okay. But few have the time or talent to write it. But with this company, you can bring it to life in seconds. Enter your idea in a few words or a complete outline an AI spits out a full-length, publish-ready manuscript. And of course, now they have a, it's interesting, they've got a normal price here. This is what we would normally charge, but right now we're doing a deal. Okay? And so I could get a lifetime subscription for $49. It says here, pay once, get access forever, create a new book each month. Now these are non-fiction books, not fiction books, non-fiction books. So this is a company that's put together an AI app that, of course, scours the internet, which is wide and giant and huge and so on, but it does it incredibly quickly, and it'll take your idea or your outline and apparently turn it into a full-fledged book. And it'll do it apparently once a month, or you could do it once a month. Now, I guess my question to the audience, and we'll take a break in a moment here. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, it says it's got like a checkpoint. You would enter your idea or your outline. You would choose your tone and style. So you would tell the AI, here's how I'm feeling about this book. AI does its thing. Build a manuscript up to 300,000 words. That's a big one. And then the next step, you download your book, and then it says you publish and profit. You own the full commercial rights to your book. Okay. Now, actually, it says here, okay, you can do a 300,000-word book. It says you can generate up to 150,000 words a month. That's still a lot. Now, I've got two thoughts. One, is this the way you would write a book? So, in other words, you would have the AI do the work. You would get the manuscript. You would plump your name down on it, and it's your book. Look how hard I worked. All right, would you do that? And then secondly, would you read a book that you know was probably made by AI instead of a real person? Would you read that book, or would you somehow draw a line? Like, nah, a person didn't write this. I'm not reading that. Or does that matter? I mean, I've been thinking about this since yesterday. Like, all right, first off, would I do this? I mean, again, this is a killer deal. Lifetime subscription, $49. Regular price, $540. So that's like over what? What would that be? That'd be a lot of money off. That'd like 90% off or something like that. Whew. Would you do it? And would you read it? In other words, if somebody gave it to you, hey, look at my new book. And you're reading this, you're like, that guy did not write this book. Some computer wrote a book. Or doesn't that matter? I mean, we're sort of at a crossroads here on this right now. On the one hand, well, I'm all for people, but on the other hand, boy, if I could do that really good, and it writes it, and I really like what it wrote, and I can just put my name on it and say, it's mine, and here it is, a lot of folks would probably do that, wouldn't they? I don't know, just something to think about, all right? Fun with technology. Okay, let's take a break. We're going to come back. I've got an interesting college competition story. This has nothing to do with sports, and I have to wonder if Penn State is doing this. Hold that thought. Again, we'll have some political stuff, too. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State Knowledge.
Oh, we have to do this one. Our Eagles theme today for no apparent reason. I mean, outside, it's like, what does my gadget say, 64 degrees, and it's going to pretty much stay cool all day. So, yeah, it's a little cloudy, no sun, but you got that peaceful, easy feeling going into a much-needed weekend. Just a thought. All right, Scott with you here on Let's Talk, 98.7 The Fox for a Friday. We are feeling fine Friday is what the Ironhead would say. He'll be back again on Monday, by the way. In the meantime, if you'd like to chime in again, 814-954-7266. One more quick, technology thing here. I don't know about this one, all right? This is from Malwarebytes, which is a national software company. Mattel, the toy maker, all right? We've all had Mattel toys at some point, right? Either us or kids or and so on. Apparently, Mattel has announced a deal with OpenAI, which is the big AI company. They want to create AI-powered toys. Uh-oh. All right, now think about this one, AI-powered toys. So it says here, Mattel will bring the magic of AI to age-appropriate play experiences with an emphasis on innovation, privacy, and safety. No surprise, probably, there's been immediate pushback on this one. This particular story I'm holding here, it's got a bunch of quotes from people who do not like this idea. mentions research from Harvard and Carnegie Mellon down in Pittsburgh about the negative social effects of AI on young minds. Actually mentions a 14-year-old kid. Boy, this is tragic. A 14-year-old kid who took his own life after repeatedly talking to chatbots. And God knows what the chatbots told him. Okay, that makes me feel weird. Again, I've got a bunch of quotes here. People really pushing back on this thing. Let's see. There's a group called Fair Play. Children's creativity, this is a quote, children's creativity thrives when their toys and play are powered by their own imagination, not AI. And given how often AI hallucinates or gives harmful advice, and there's been a bunch of those, there is no reason to believe that Mattel and OpenAI's so-called guardrails will help to keep kids safe. Okay. I'd raised two daughters, but my two daughters are now in their 30s and married and all that other stuff. Apparently 10 years ago, Mattel came out with a product called Hello Barbie. Does anybody remember this? I do not know this one. This was a Wi-Fi connected Barbie doll. Came out in 2015. A Wi-Fi connected Barbie doll. And the pitch was kids were encouraged to talk to Barbie. And apparently Barbie would respond and talk to you and so on. It said, now I'm reading from the story, Hello Barbie would ask personal questions about children and their families. Oh boy. And then they would send that audio. In other words, the kid responds, and apparently the audio was recorded. And the audio was then sent to a third-party company that used AI at that time, not nearly what it is now, to generate a response. And apparently that whole thing went over like a lead weight. Mattel pulled the toy in 2017 because it was really a bad idea, like a really bad idea. All right. Now, AI, again, has come a long, long, long way since then, but still AI-powered Mattel Barbie toys. Let's put that one aside. All right. What do you think? All right. 814-954-7266. Folks, we're living in strange times. All right. We really are. Okay, let's talk about colleges. Now, you know, we've talked about sports and NIL and money and payouts. Big Ten has a PayPal deal now to pay athletes. Yay, I guess that's wonderful, I suppose. It's not only there. Here's a story I found on LinkedIn, which is the business kind of social media website. It's getting very competitive on attracting students to a college or university. Now, it's always been competitive. It's really getting competitive now. Now, if you don't follow this, all right, we've sort of reached a point in history, maybe call it a tipping point of sorts. The fancy term here is the enrollment cliff. All right, you do a web search. If you've never heard that term, do a web search and a whole bunch of stories are going to come popping up on the enrollment cliff. We are at the edge of the cliff right now. What does that mean? That means from here on out, like next year, 5 years, 10 years, and so on, the number of young people is going to start declining because people are having fewer children. And they started doing this right after the 2008-2009 recession. That was a real game-changing event back in 2008-2009. The serious shakeup of society from that particular rather long event. And since then, parents, on average in general, have decided to have fewer children. Well, that was, 16, 17 years ago. So at that point, all right, 16, 17 years, that would be essentially the end of high school. So then the idea is, okay, you're going off to college and so on. And with the numbers starting to go down, that means the number of kids going to colleges and universities is going to start to go down. What are colleges and universities supposed to do if there are fewer people out there to try to pull to your university? Well, that means you get a lot more competitive. Okay. Now, competitive could just be, you know, could just be marketing. It goes a little further than that now. Okay. And so here's a story about Syracuse University. Not that far up the road, if you will. Apparently, Syracuse is doing some poaching. You think this only happens with sports? apparently not. And so the LinkedIn story mentions that a number of applicants this spring apparently accepted offers from other schools, not Syracuse. And so they decided, okay, I'm going to go to, Penn State. I'm going to go to, Cornell or something like that. And then Syracuse apparently came knocking again. Even though they've made a choice, Syracuse has come knocking again, and they've done probably what a lot of businesses do. They've offered big discounts. All right? Hey, it's okay to change your mind. Go to Syracuse. Look what we're giving you. All right? According to a New York Times story, nobody saw this coming? Really? Again, businesses have tried this for a long time, actually, like regular businesses. And apparently, it's working because Syracuse apparently is kind of bragging. They have a record-breaking number of applications up there because they've gone back to kids who said, I'm going to go here. And then Syracuse comes back, wait a minute, look at our great deal. Look at our, I could have fun with this. Look at our low price. Does that sound like a business to you? Yeah, of course. And Syracuse is doing this. I can't believe they're the only school doing this. They can't be the only school doing this. All right, there's got to be others doing this, including a certain school over here on the hill. They've got to be doing this stuff. A lot of uncertainty around here. It is tougher now. And it's going to continue to get tougher to attract kids to schools than ever before. Now, again, I'm reading this story from LinkedIn. Apparently it says here that Syracuse's tuition, I'm assuming this is for 4 years, is $66,580. So that's, no matter how you cut it, that's, unless you're Jeff Bezos or something, that's a lot of money. So it's interesting. Apparently, Syracuse, they did their initial offer to kids, sort of the standard offer, all right? And in the past, I guess that's where things stopped. You give a standard offer, you say, yes, I'll take that. No, thank you, I'm going to go over here. And that's where it ended. Not anymore. Now some of these schools, a lot like sports, are going to come back to a kid and say, well, you know, maybe we could give you this. Or again, look at our low price. And so in this case, it's rather eye-popping discounts that Syracuse has started giving to people. All right. They lost in round one. They come back now for round two. And maybe somewhere in there, there's actually a round three. Come on. Come to our school. Look what we're giving you. Now, that sounds a lot like this NIL college athlete stuff, doesn't it? Hey, look what we're giving you. And so when we did our sports segment last hour, I mentioned, you know, some of these kids, Penn State lost a top quarterback recruit who's now switched to Auburn. He just committed to Penn State like 2 months ago. And I'm assuming Auburn, look what we have for you. And so, again, lots of promises and claims and all this sort of stuff. Frankly, Auburn hasn't done much in college football recently. They just haven't. So when you're in a situation like that, it's like you got to give more. All right, so it's doing it in sports. Apparently, it's now also doing it in academics. And so apparently, according to the story here, Syracuse was coming up short on their academics numbers back earlier in the spring. So some genius came up with an idea. Let's offer them this. Look at our low price. And some kids have decided they're kind of moving or voting with their wallet or their purse. Like, you mean I could go to Syracuse for how much? Okay, I'm switching over there. Folks, we're going to see more and more and more of this. And I simply, we'll take a break in a moment. I simply wonder, Penn State has got to be doing this. And if they're not, they're about to start. And so, what's the term? A buyer's market? Yeah, it probably is. All right, if you're a kid or a kid's parents, it is kind of a buyer's market now, more than ever before. And if you're, all right, if you're a parent of a high school kid right now, you're a parent of a high school kid, your kid, you know, wants to go to college, university, whatever, you're really, I would say, you're in the driver's seat right now. If all it is about money, if this is simply about the cost of going to college or a university, the parents and the kids, they're in the driver's seat now. And so, I mean, could you literally somehow try to do some wheeling and dealing? I've got to believe there are some parents that are doing this right now. They're wheeling and dealing. Okay, we've got five schools on our hit list. Let's see what kind of a deal we can get. And I'm in the studio. I'm rubbing my hands together. Let's see what deal we can get. In the past, that would have been unthinkable. Like, no, no. Most colleges would have said, all right, fine, we're going to move on to the next kid. But with this enrollment cliff, now it's like, man, we got to get kids in here. We got to get, you know, new students in here. What do we do to get them? Well, we'll do what business does. Low price. All right? I'm trying to think of quick examples. You know, the car insurance commercials on TV. All right? You love those or hate those. And they all make promises and claims and all this sort of stuff. What are called teaser deals, usually. Hey, get in for this super low price. Now, you got to watch out for teaser deals because at some point in the future, whoop, it goes back up to regular price, usually. They tease you with the low price to get you to sign up, and you start using their product or service or something, and then in 3 months or 6 months or a year, whoop, up goes the price to, quote, normal price. Now, I don't know if colleges are going to try to do that stunt, but clearly, here's this story about Syracuse, not far down the road. They're already doing this stuff. I got to believe other schools are doing it, too. I'm simply wondering if Penn State's doing it. We're going to take our break. If you happen to know, maybe you're a parent of a high schooler, all right, and you happen to know, yeah, this happened to us, and if it's not Penn State, some other school. I'd be curious to know that. I bet it's happening. If it's not happening everywhere, it is starting to happen everywhere. I mean, being, God love them, being a college or university, again, we're going into tough times. Not just, you know, $90 million deficits and, okay, we're going to close down a few campuses. This goes further than that. All right, this is long-term stuff. And how schools and colleges are going to react to that? I mean, I'm trying to think, who's our guest? Just this calendar year, how many colleges have totally closed, just closed, like we're out of business? Now, not any big major ones. They've always, I think they've all been small, like liberal arts colleges, okay? And a growing, and that's only going to continue. A growing number of these schools are turning out the lights. We can't make it anymore. All right. Penn State is Penn State, big and huge. But maybe, I don't know, a Juniata, a Lock Haven, a Mansfield. I have a little experience from my old job. Mansfield University, of course, is now part of a three-campus system. Mansfield, Lock Haven, and Bloomsburg. I have experience with all three of them. All right, for my old job. Bloomsburg's doing good. Lock Haven, Mansfield is hanging or was hanging on by a thread because of other factors. Just nobody wanted to go to Mansfield. It's not a bad school, it's a good school, but nobody wanted to go there. And so they did this little three-campus gig, and they do another three-campus gig out in the western part of the state. You know, the state system, as it's called, they're struggling along. And I have to wonder, are they going to start doing these deals? Look at our low price! You know, that sort of thing. It's crazy times for school, for colleges and universities. If you have some information, again, we'll take a break. Call in and share what you got. I'd be curious to know. It's got to be happening. Starting probably almost everywhere now. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Yeah, political talk. Come on, I know that's what you want. All right, sit tight. It's coming when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Leather Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at leatherlumber.com. Leather Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interesting, I would go into a political segment playing Lion Eyes by the Eagles. That's just dumb luck. Actually, it was an accident. I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, we'll do some political talk. And, oh, yeah, we're playing Lion Eyes by the Eagles. Dumb luck. All right, there we go. Hey, friends, Scott with you here on a Friday. We've got a few more minutes before we go into a weekend. I'd love to talk to you at 814-954-7266. Again, our buddy, the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, he's back on Monday, and I know you're all cheering. I know you are. So am I. All right, so he'll be back Monday after a week's vacation. He'll share some cool stories, I'm sure, so we'll look forward to that on Monday. All right, yeah, political talk. Come on, you guys love politics. Yes, you do. And that's chaotic, all right? And kind of not chaotic. Yeah, it is chaotic. It's kind of going in all directions. And let's start with this, all right? Because I compile notes for the show that I refer to like every day that we do the program here. And I put down a question in my notes. And if you want to try to answer it, feel free. And the question is simply, what does it mean to be a Republican or a Democrat today? What does that mean? You're a Republican. You're a registered Republican. Or you're a registered Democrat. What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? Is it the same as it was, I don't know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I would say, no, it's not, is it? It's very different in both directions. All right? If you're a Republican, you are all for Donald Trump because he pretty much rules the roost now on the right. He does. All right? Now, again, there are Republicans, though. They can't stand the guy. I like X and Twitter. Social media, I do X and Twitter. And there's a group called Republicans Against Trump. And so anytime there's bad news or something about Trump or something they dispute, they post, okay, Republicans against Trump. So I assume they are actual Republicans, not other people pretending to be Republicans. They're actually registered Republicans. Yeah, okay. On the Democrat side, are there similar groups? Well, if there are, I haven't seen them, but okay, they're probably out there somewhere. And then I threw out or jotted down a second question. Could you actually run a government without political parties? Now, there are some people, they want to do this. It'll never happen. But if they had their druthers, they would do it. In other words, people would run for government for, you know, different positions, if it's local or state or national or whatever. But they would just sort of run. And there would be no Republican Party or Democrat Party, you know, no party bosses and all this sort of thing. It would be people who simply want to run to be, you know, a so-called public servant, which is an old term that you really don't hear that much anymore. Am I right? Yeah. Okay. It's an interesting thought. Now, again, it won't happen. But, again, if you go online, you can check the numbers yourself. The number of Americans now who identify as so-called independent is now the biggest group. Now, that's not a party. That's just a bunch of, I guess, call them disaffected people, former Republicans, former Democrats who are just fed up with either side. And so the way you get out of that, you just say, okay, I'm out. I'm independent. Now, again, the argument in spring primaries, there are no independent candidates, so you can't vote in some states, like Pennsylvania. Others, somehow, you can. I'm still not sure I like that idea. The whole purpose of a primary is for a party to pick their candidates. If you have outside people essentially coming in with the ability to help choose the candidates, all of a sudden that's not a party candidate. If you got a whole bunch of outsiders coming in that can sway an election one way or another, is that a good thing? I don't think so. One man's opinion. Primaries are for parties. That's the whole point of a primary. Now, if you had no parties, I guess we would have no need for primaries. In other words, you would have one election every year. It would be the first week of November. I don't know. It would just be interesting. Probably somewhere out there, somebody's done studies and stuff like that. Because, again, a lot of folks increasingly are disaffected either by Donald Trump or by far-left stuff. that I just, that's not the party I signed up for. I'm done. I'm independent. I'm out. Okay. Interesting. So, again, in New York City this week, they had this big primary election. Yes, in June. That feels weird, but in June. For New York City mayor. All right. If you follow news, you've seen this story. On the Democrat side, first off, could an actual, here's a crazy thought, could an actual Republican conservative, a real conservative, ever be mayor of New York City? And I think the answer is a resounding no. Why? I've always wondered the differences in thinking of so-called city people and so-called country people or rural people. It is amazing how they think differently. And I'm not casting aspersions on either side. It's just interesting. It's American. Okay. City person, rural person. Whoa. Look at the divide between those two. Why is that? That's fascinating. I'm sure there have been studies on that. Why is there such a difference between city voters and rural voters? Forget the Republican Democrat stuff. Put all that aside. It's just interesting, the divide. It's giant. It's a chasm between those two. So New York City had their male primary. On the Democrat side, that's what everybody was watching for. Eric Adams is the current mayor of New York. Now he's an independent. All right? And he will be running in the November election as the standing mayor, but he's an independent. He turned his back on the Democrat Party. Okay, why? There he goes. Andrew Cuomo. Call him the disgraced former governor of New York State, figured, okay, here's my chance to make a big political comeback, okay? New Yorkers will forget all that other stuff that happened earlier that got me booted, all right? They're going to forget all that stuff. I'm going to run, well, of course, my last name's Cuomo, so I'm definitely going to win the New York City mayoral primary. And, of course, if you follow news, you know that he didn't. He's still, call him tainted goods. And the winner of this gig from the Democrat side, not by a lot, I mean, it was kind of close, is a 33-year-old Muslim Democrat socialist. Now, folks, I'm not casting aspersions here of any kind, but that's kind of interesting. Somebody who's 33 years old, that's extremely young. No prior political experience. Muslim. Okay, now, folks, I'm not going to get into religions here. There's never been a Muslim New York City mayor. Okay? He is an avowed, he's proud, Democrat socialist. I mean, this is Bernie Sanders Jr., if you will. And he ran on all that stuff and won. Now, what that means is he's going to be the Democrat candidate for mayor in November. All right, now Cuomo's already announced this week, I'm still running, I'm an independent now. I'm an independent now. Okay, what a surprise. Eric Adams is an independent now. I guess if you declare yourself independent, it's just like you find a way to get your name on the ballot, and there you are. So it will be an interesting race for New York City mayor in November between the Democrat socialist, the disgraced former governor, the current mayor, who is, if you will, disgraced in some different ways, and maybe anybody else that kind of shows up. It's going to be wild in November in New York City. Now, okay, this is Scott. I'm a registered Republican, okay? Pretty conservative. Not 100% way to the right. No. But rather conservative, okay? If you're on the other side, again, you've got these people, regular folks like you and me, they're leaving parties. They're like, I'm fed up with the ideology of that side or that side. I'm done with that. I'm now independent. Okay, fine. If you're a registered Democrat, are you, I'm going to throw this out here, are you now truly 100% the party of socialism? Is that what you are? The Democrat Party is now the party of socialism. And if you are, how does that make you feel? Now, again, you got that chasm between city voters. We're in a rural, primarily rural area. Rural voters think differently. I know there are still a lot of conservative Democrats, the old standard blue-collar Democrat from seemingly many, many, many moons ago. We're talking about regular folks, not the people at the top, regular folks, us, all right? There are still plenty of conservative Democrats out there. And yet, somehow, who's running the party? All right? Who's running the party? It's just, I don't know, it's interesting to think about. Now, caller, hold on. Over on the Republican side, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. All right? They've been ruling the roost. Although occasionally they have their spats and arguments and stuff like that. And a lot of Republicans have stepped away to say, I don't agree with that group over there. But somehow they're in charge, so what do? I have to leave. I'm an independent now. It's strangely fascinating and a little concerning to see what's happening on both ends of this yardstick. Before we take a break, let's take this call. Hi, good morning. You're live on Let's Talk. Whoop, do we got you? Hello? All right, must have lost you. All right, I talk too much. All right, that's one of my faults. All right, try again, 814-954-7266. Actually, we're going to take a commercial break right here because we have to. We'll come back. We'll have one more segment. What do you think, all right, when it comes to political stuff and so on? We are that divided on the party side that the fringes dominate the right party and the left party. Again, most of us sit in the middle. And I consider myself sitting in the middle somewhere. What are we supposed to choose? Where are we supposed to go? And again, the idea of somehow, I don't even know if this is doable, a third major party in this country, which hasn't happened in an extremely long time. You got to go back to the 1800s for that. But maybe right now is this a moment? Before the next presidential election, which is 3 years off, is this maybe a moment? Now, who would organize that? I have no idea. All right, but just it's a thought because right now that's where most Americans are sitting, somewhere in the middle. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Welcome back after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
All right, going into the final segment, yes, let's be corny. Let's take it easy, all right? Take it easy. This might be my favorite Eagles tune. It might be my favorite. They're standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, and on you go. All right, there's my Eagles theme here for a Friday morning. Again, normally the Ironhead, he sits in the, if you will, the big chair, and he gets to control all the music, which is perfectly fine. I have no idea what he's going to do on Monday. I will happily take the number two chair, which is in another part of the room. He'll be back in charge of the music. Again, he'll be back again on Monday. 814-954-7266. We've got about 8 minutes or so. Let's take a call here and say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Scott.
Howdy.
There's an absolute reason why he has the big chair.
Oh, thanks a lot, I think. Anyway, I'm happy to let him have the big chair. I get to sit back and take it easy in the back of the room. That's fine. Go ahead.
There you go. Anything goes wrong, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo.
Well, I think, I know you're pretty politically savvy, but in my opinion, we got to call this guy in New York what he is. He's a communist. If he's not, he's real close.
There are a lot of people out there that would agree with you. Yes.
But I don't know. I keep hearing this expression and have for the last 10, 15 years politically about, what they call themselves, an expression escapes me, about being a socialist, a democratic socialist. But if you look those two words up, they're almost polar opposites.
In the past, I would have believed that too, yes, in the past. Not today anymore, I'm not sure.
Well, I think, I suspect that you have an underlying fear as I do. Number one, I think I heard this morning that Cuomo has decided to bow out, but I can't verify that.
No, actually he's come out and he said, I'm going to run as an independent. He's definitely going to run.
Okay. I think the problem is, as I see it, you get three people or four involved in anything, there's a real good chance that this communist can win this. Head-to-head with somebody else, I think the odds are better in quote-unquote our favor. But I think you get three involved, this guy's got a real good chance to win it. And I can't even fathom what that's going to do to New York.
I tell you what, my thought, if the actual election were like next month or August, I might agree with you. It's not till November. And already people are digging into this guy's past, which, frankly, they should have done that before the primary election. But now they're going to do it. Maybe they thought, well, this guy's not going to win, so we're not going to worry about it. Now he won the gig. Again, it was close this week. Now you're going to have reporters and different particular outlets really dig into this guy's background between now and November. Now, again, Cuomo, he's disgraced. He's got a record, all right? Not necessarily a good one. Eric Adams is the current mayor. He's running as an independent. He has a record. The advantage this young guy has, has is he essentially politically he has no record. And other people like, say, Barack Obama ran that way and were able to whoosh right in. Now, afterwards, you decide if that was good or not. The guy has no political record. He can use that to his advantage, but it's a long way from now to November. And New Yorkers like to fight. So we're going to see how this turns out.
I think the biggest detriment to everybody else is F-R-E-E. Nobody stops to think about who's paying for that.
Yes. Yes.
And I think there's just enough combinations of people, like, as you had mentioned earlier in the show, people are kind of disgusted and tired of people stand by on both sides of the aisle. You know, there's enough people out there to believe that everything's going to be free. You know, they've tried that probably, 200 places in history around the world, and it's never worked, and nope. I don't know why they think it's going to work here.
All right. Appreciate your call. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, I drove my daughters crazy when they were growing up. I constantly was telling them there is no such thing as free. Somebody's paying for something. And that's true. All right, we're almost at the end of the show, and now we're getting calls, which is great. We'll keep going. Hi, good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I just want to say, Scott, you've done a fantastic job this week. And I don't think people understand how difficult it is one person behind a microphone to talk for even an hour. That's you make it sound easy. So I enjoyed listening to you.
Well, that's very kind.
I'm so
Thank
happy.
You.
I'm so happy he won the primary. I'm thrilled.
Why am I surprised?
I am thrilled. You know me, and I'm a conservative. I'm right wing. Because I love it that, you know, you want to give everything. It just goes to the heart of why the Republicans and Democrats are socialists and don't even know it. He's saying $30 minimum wage. Why not $100? You see, if the government has the authority to set a minimum wage, don't they have the authority to set a maximum wage? I've contended the government has no authority whatsoever to tell me as a business guy how much I pay anybody. None of their damn business. But, hey, everybody believes it. Make the minimum wage $100 in New York. Oh, and why not free everything? I like free car insurance and free cell phones and free, you know, the Republicans and Democrats adopted these policies. This guy's just taking it to the extreme. So philosophically, how does he differ from the policy of the Republicans and Democrats, and the so-called conservatives and the moderates? Can anyone answer that question?
We only have about a minute and a half here. I mean, this guy wouldn't stand a chance in a rural area. Obviously, he wouldn't have gotten to first base. But city folks just, and I'm not trying to knock city folks, they think differently. I've never understood
that.
Well,
they do. They do, because they're like rats in a cage, overcrowded.
Ooh.
So, and plus, look at the school system. They've dumbed down our children for 100 years. But it comes down to philosophy and principle. Why doesn't somebody pay for my car insurance? You know, those who produce the most get the least. And it's beyond, except when you're dealing with BlackRock and the billionaires. But the average business guy and the average wage earner takes it every day up the gazuba. Every day. By the time you make just enough money to barely survive. And I see businesses every day. And the businesses make barely enough money to survive. At the end of the month, by the time they pay their bills, they bought themselves a job and they're broke. And that's what the system does. And this guy's just a little bit further left than the Republicans and Democrats. I hope he wins. I hope he does.
You want him to win in November, this guy.
Oh, yeah. I want to see a communist in there to destroy the economy. Make it even go further. I say we should elect the worst person and then watch it collapse. So let's rebuild it based on the idea of the Founding Fathers.
Okay.
Because we just put Band-Aids over this. $37 trillion in debt. The people have voted themselves the Treasury because they're criminals. Anybody that believes government has the authority to take your money and redistribute it is imposing their will upon that individual, and they're criminal by proxy.
Okay. I got to break in because we're out of time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. Got to break in. Yeah, if we had another hour, we're on a roll with phone calls now. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Folks, hope you enjoyed the program. Hope you, got angry or aggravated. If so, come on back Monday morning and let's talk. Have yourself a great weekend.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card